This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
There's been some great news around the Limestone Coast, and one of the big stories going around is about Rex and the Grant Council. They have come together, they've made an agreement, which will hopefully see some cheaper flights here in the Limestone Coast. I'm going to catch up with the CEO of the Grant Council later on this morning. David's going to join me for a chat, give us all the details. This morning, we also get to talk about the state budget. The member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, is on the line. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners.
Now, mate, state budget handed down, is it a good budget?
I think it's a very good budget. There's a fair bit in it. And I guess the Liberals have committed to putting more money back in people's pockets and letting them decide how they want to spend. So the biggest signature policy is the emergency services levy cuts. So that's $90 million over the next, well, this year, $90 million next year, $90 million the year after, and then $90 million the year after. So it's a pretty significant investment in putting money back in people's pockets. And that'll roughly equate to about $150 per year per person, more money to spend. But there's a massive spending in education, $515 million on top of the current spend. Over the next 4 years. So if you're in the education sector, whether that's TAFE or primary or high schools, you should be smiling because there's more money flowing to those sectors and to the schools.
Troy, I've got to ask a question. With the emergency services levy being refunded, does that mean the emergency services are going to be in a worse position, or is the state government just going to kick in that $90 million to make sure that they are still funded?
That's right. Going back to what used to happen, and that was the emergency services was funded half out of what's called general revenue and half from the levy. Mm. About 4 years ago, the Labor government said, well, we're not going to take our half out of general revenue. We're going to get it out of the people of South Australia, and they have to fund the emergency services by themselves. So there was actually no more money for emergency services. It was just that the taxpayer was paying. So the Liberal government said, well, we don't think that's fair. We want more money in people's pockets, and we're going to kick in half of the total spend over a four-year period. So they're bringing it in slowly because you couldn't have a $360 million hit to a budget in 1 year. So they're bringing it in $90 million at a time.
What are the other, I suppose, key features out of the budget from the state point of view before we talk about what we've been able to get locally?
There's a couple that I'm really proud of. The main one is the $30 million for the meningococcal B vaccine program. We've had a number of people down home who are have been affected by this.
Well, we've talked about meningococcal and the fact that there is such a higher prevalence in the southeast.
That's right. Yeah. So to have a vaccination program that's going to be free for all kids, whether it's your own kids or your grandkids, or your next-door neighbour's kids. It is a big investment in our community, and I'm very pleased to see the state government do that. It's going to cost the budget $30 million, but they've certainly come to the fore with that. The other really good one, which I've been campaigning for a long time on, is the removal of the fees for volunteer screening. So at the moment, if you want to volunteer, you've got to go and pay $60 to have a police check. Well, the state government said, well, hang on, you put back into your communities. I think the least we could do is pay that $60 for you. So that $60 fee is going to be removed, and the state government's actually going to pay that money for volunteers. So that's a big win for those who actually put back into our community.
Mm. So locally, tell me what's going on. Have we been a big winner in the state budget, or have we lost out to other regions?
No, I think that we've certainly done pretty well. $2.1 million for the renal dialysis upgrade. There's already $4 million for the airport upgrade, which the state government is putting in. Sometimes gets overlooked from time to time, but that $4 million has been budgeted for and goes in, as well as mobile phone towers. So there's $10 million in the budget to be matched by the telco and the federal government. Now, we've identified three sites, one being the Glen Burnie Sale Yards, the other being out near the barn Palais, and the third one out Carpenter Rocks Road towards Congerong. So they're the three that I've got earmarked for mobile phone towers to be located. There's also a little bit for the Sir Robert Hiltman Theatre in a what's called a sustainment works program. So there's $1 million in that pot. But I still do have questions that I need to work with the government on, particularly around some arts funding. I want to see, we have some wonderful events down home. The Fringe is one, but we have opera, a whole range of events at our Sir Robert Hiltman Theatre. I want to see what support there is to keep attracting, world quality events to Mount Gambier.
Troy, sensational news. I'm glad that there's been some great stuff for the Limestone Coast region. Is the budget now set in stone, or is there a chance of us seeing more money over the course of the next 12 months?
There's always what I call hidden bits in there, that there are pockets of money that may have a general theme to them, but they haven't been allocated. And I'll give you an example. There's $5 million for CFS upgrades. That's for their sheds and facilities. So that's a $5 million bucket of money that our local CFS will need to apply for. And I know a couple of stations that, they're really sheds, not stations, a couple of sheds that need to be upgraded. So I'll be writing to all of those CFS captains and saying, hey, there's $5 million here. I think it's time to put in for that new shed or a new bit of appliance, whatever. So there's buckets of money like that around the place that haven't got a specific home yet. Sporting upgrades, I think there's a big bucket of money for sporting. It's $24 million. All of our sporting grounds would be interested in applying for some of that. So there's certainly more money going to be coming our way. We've just got to get active and make sure we're applying for it.
Troy, great to talk to you this morning, mate. Thank you very much for taking the time out to have a chat to us. It's been fantastic.
Thank you, and have a great day.
On 963 Triple M, there you have it. That is what's in the budget for us here in the Limestone Coast.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.